lower than May of last year. Chief economist for the Realtors tell CNBC, while buyer interest is still strong, there's just not enough quality homes to satisfy demand. Potential home buyers are being stalled by limited choices and climbing prices. USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You may not be surprised to find out one big fan of stabbing Trump to death during a play of Julius Caesar in New York was filmmaker Michael Moore. Well, now he's putting money behind his hatred. Here's the story.
In a statement, Moore said that he wrote the check for $10,000 to the Public Theater after the firestorm surrounding the production earlier this month. He said that, in a time like this, it's important that we stand up against any attempts to censor art or free expression, especially by denying this expression the funding that it needs.
The city of Phoenix announced they're going to change names of streets that city leaders find offensive without consulting the homeowners or businesses along those routes. Here's the story.
The Phoenix City Council voted Tuesday night to rename streets they find offensive without the approval of the home and business owners who live on the roads. The two streets at the center of the decision are Squaw Peak Drive and Robert E. Lee Street. Supporters of the measure say Squaw Peak degrades Native American women and Robert E. Lee was a Confederate general, both of which don't reflect the city's values. The street names may be changed later this summer.
The New York Knicks are slam dunking Phil Jackson. Team owner Jim Dolan said this morning Jackson is leaving as president of basketball operations effective immediately. Dolan said the decision to part ways was mutual. Jackson was in charge of the Knicks for 3 years and had gone 80-166. He's also caused controversy with his insistence on running the triangle offense, creating tension with New York's two best players, Kristaps Porzingis and Carmelo Anthony. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, folks, you know what that time is. That's the time for Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm live here in studio on this beautiful summer day. And I have a couple of guests with me, some help, which I'm going to have for the rest of the summer. Jesse, my intern, is here. Good morning, Jesse. Or good afternoon, Jesse.
Yeah, good afternoon.
We did our show for 3 years in the morning. It's a hard time to say good afternoon. Good afternoon, Jesse. And also today we have in studio another guest who's going to be working with us on the program this summer as we transition to television. And his name is Connor. Hi, Connor.
Hello there.
Okay, so why don't we start? And Jesse, give us what the weather is going to be.
All right. So this afternoon we have a high of 80 degrees, and tonight we drop to around 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, another beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 66. On Friday, we have partly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms. Oh, no. 89 degrees as a high, a low of 69 degrees. On Saturday, same weather, mostly sunny, chance of thunderstorm, a low of 70 degrees. And then on Sunday, we have another chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87.
I guess we don't have to water our lawns anymore. The sky is doing it for us.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, right?
My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here every Wednesday. Our time slot now is actually it's 1 to 3, so we have some good things coming up. We're going to add to the show a little bit and doing stuff as we transition to adding YouTube and more of a video program. So our topic today happens to be tips for a clutter-free home. We're going to talk about what you could do to get your home clutter-free. I hear that consistently when I bring up this topic, how important that is. We're going to go, to some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 100. Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. We're live in studio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years. And each week we bring you different tips on how to make your home or your commercial space, your office, your restaurant, and so on, as beautiful as it possibly can be. I have two convenient locations. One is at 1 U.S. Highway 31 right here in Flemington, New Jersey. The other location is a little bit further north near the Short Hills Mall, and that is in Maplewood, New Jersey, in the beautiful Maplewood Village. And that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. So our topic today happens to be tips for a clutter-free home. And as I normally do when I prepare for the show, I go to several sources and sort of combine what I think are some interesting tips about a clutter-free home. And I'm going to talk about a little bit something. The number one was so interesting to me on the list, I wanted to talk about it, and I'll get your guys' feedback also of what you think of it. The number one tip on having a clutter-free home has really not a lot to do with clutter. It said number one was live within your means. What do you think of that?
Huh.
So I thought about that a lot before I went and did all the other 33 additional tips on clutter. And I think with clutter, there's a psychological aspect to it. I think when people are overwhelmed or overstressed, that may be the origin of clutter. And in several of the lists that I looked at online, that came up. So I think being in control of your life has a lot to do with keeping things in their place. So a very important tip to live within your means, I think, for anybody, and to put yourself in a home situation that you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I see so many people in my business these days trading down, downsizing. That's like the word of the day. Downsizing, making their lives easier so they have more time, more meaningful time in their lives. So something to consider. Number two on the list for tips for a clutter-free home, which was purge often. And that means go through your things a lot and take a look at what you don't need. Number three on the list is have a place for everything. Do you ever hear of something, you're younger than me, so you probably haven't heard this term, appliance garage?
No, I have not, actually.
Years ago, when people would build homes, when builders would build homes, often in the corners, let's say you have a kitchen, you have cabinets, you have this area over here where they die into a wall. Mm-hmm. Builders would create something called an appliance garage, and that would come down between the bottom of the top cabinet and the countertop, and they'd put a space and with a sort of a garage door, if you will, made of wood, an appliance garage to hide your appliances, and that was because you wanted to keep everything in its place. Mm-hmm. I stage houses a lot often for a sale. I did one this week in South Orange, New Jersey. And what we did was, I say we make the fake house. And that is we put everything away. And the last thing we did was we took the toaster oven and we sort of shoved it somewhere as if you don't really live there. But having things in their place often makes it easier for you to keep a clutter-free home. Because if you look for a place for something every week, that's when clutter ensues. So I know for myself, I'm somebody that does a lot with my life, so I have to keep my things in the right place so I can find them. One of the things my dad used to do, and I used to watch this all the time, is when he went to bed at night, he took his wallet out of his pocket before he hung his pants up, and he always put his wallet in his night table top drawer. So I started doing that because it would be morning and I'd be ready to go to work or be late for work, and I had to go running around looking for my wallet. So a very good tip, I think, is have a place for everything in your home. Same thing for your keys especially. Do you guys ever lose your keys? Can't find your keys?
All the time.
Right? All the time. Put a specific place. I always tell people it's always great to have a foyer table by your entrance, whether it be your front or your back door where you go in and out of. And at that foyer table, put a little bowl. Make that your key bowl. You know that when you come in, you drop them off, and when you go out, you pick them up, so you don't lose that time. So something to be said for keeping everything in their place. Number four on our list was don't underestimate the power of a junk drawer. Now, every house I've ever lived in, including my parents' house, our drawer was probably near the telephone. There were like two drawers. One had the phone books in it, and then there was the junk drawer. Do you have a junk drawer?
Yeah, that one's right in our kitchen.
How about Connor? I don't know if you're on mic. Do you have a junk drawer?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. And I don't think having a junk drawer is a good thing because I'm always trying to find the stuff in the junk drawer because it's not organized. But it says that that's very important that we have a place where if there's like something that's in an unspecified category, just dump and run. You have a place to put it and keep things in order. Number five on our list was store things where you use them. And that goes back to what I just said. You want to keep your keys near the door. You want to keep your glasses perhaps near your desk. You want to keep bowls. Let's say you you have a deck or a patio. Keep your outdoor utensils near that door. It's important to be mindful of where you put things. A lot of this is just... I think starting off by doing things the right way, and then they continue to evolve without clutter. How does clutter make you feel, Jesse?
You don't realize it until you actually go out and start cleaning, and then you're just like, oh my gosh, how did all this stuff, where did this come from?
And it makes you feel bad about yourself, right? Because it makes you feel sort of inefficient. How about you, Connor? Do you have a lot of clutter?
Oh, I have a ton of clutter. And I don't know, it makes me feel like almost like the more cluttered like my house is and my room is, I feel the more cluttered like my life is, and like I just run around and grab everything no matter what I'm doing.
Exactly. It makes you feel that you're not in control of your life. So that's why I think the first one was so good about living within your means. Keeping your life in order means keeping your home in order. And I think there's a synergy with that, and that's very important. Number six on the list is stop clutter from entering your home. And that's one that I had a problem with. Because I'm in one day, I maybe is in many six or more homes, and people will say to me, can you take this picture and you can have it reframed for me? And I take the picture home. Can you buy me something? I buy it. I bring the box back to the house. Try to be mindful of not bringing the clutter into the house in the first place. Come in with your bag, with the things that you need, and not superfluous stuff that just gets stuffed somewhere. Someone gave me the other day a beautiful bowl as a gift. I brought the box in with me. I put the bowl out on the table, but what did I put the box? In the living room chair. That's where clutter begins. Don't let it begin. Keep things in their place and stop it from entering your home. Number seven on the list is go paper-free. And more companies are going paper-free. I know I bank with PNC Banking, and they didn't really give me a choice. They just all of a sudden I noticed I stopped getting my statements, and I never said anything about it, but I recently refinanced my loan, and when you refinance a loan, you have to proof, you know, documentation and writing, so I had to request paper. But this article said that if you go paper-free, a lot of clutter is paper. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah, definitely.
And going paper-free is good for the environment, keeps your home clutter-free, and definitely a very smart thing to do. Number eight on our list is no recreational shopping. And that is going out just to go out. I guess go out, sit and have a cup of coffee or read a book. But they say no recreational shopping because that leads to unwanted clutter. I think we're about to go to our first commercial.
Yep, we are.
All right, so we're going to go to our first set of commercials to pay for the show. And we'll be back more of Modern Design right after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm in studio with two guys that have a background in broadcasting, so I'm kind of feeling a little nervous as I go through my list today, but I'm sure they'll point out after the show some of my faux pas. Our topic today happens to be tips for a clutter-free home, and I find more and more people are changing the way they live. And the reason I say that is because I think there's a new trend in style to be cleaner and more minimal in general. Now, you guys are the younger generation. Are you familiar with the term minimalist?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
See, I find most people that are in their 20s like a less cluttered, more minimal sort of standard of living, both in aesthetics, just in their personal life. Do you both feel that less is more?
Yeah, I, in certain aspects of my life, not every though, you know.
Right. How about you, Connor?
I'm definitely a less is more kind of
less
guy.
Less is more is kind of guy. I think that seems to be the trend. And in design, when I started 20 years ago with Maven Hill Designs, more was more. You wanted as much embellishment on draperies, on furniture. Couches then were overstuffed and really big, and everything was as big as it can possibly be. Now I think 20 years later, the opposite is true. Even lines on furniture, they're simple, they're clean. Things are small, less accessories. And if you do accessories in a space, you do one big thing, not like three little things. It's changed and it's become more streamlined. And I think that follows suit with things, keeping things clutter-free. If you have a room that has a minimalist style to it and then you have junk, it really is in your face because you see it. So less is more, and that's followed through to having clutter be... clutter being out of your life. One of the things that I do at Maven Hill as a service is I have a woman that works for me who's a certified, she's a therapist, but what she specializes in is decluttering. And often I found that for the clients that I sent her to, it was a lot about psychology and less about cleaning up. It was a lot about holding on to things. And a lot of the research I read for this week's show is a lot about the emotional attachments. You know, we talk often about hoarders, and we also say flippant things about hoarders. But that's a real mental illness. That's really a problem. Often it's related to OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder, or maybe an attachment, an over an attachment to physical things because maybe of the loss of a person or a tragedy or a bad circumstance. So often our connection to physical things is more about the emotions than about needing something. And the articles basically all said you have to sort of question when you bring things into your house. Do I really need this? Is this something I need, or could I give it to someone else? Could I do something? Is this holding me back in my life? So I thought that was pretty interesting. But if anybody wants some help with their clutter, you can contact Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770. I have a woman that will work for you by the hour. Come out. She'll do a free assessment on helping you get rid of your clutter. And sometimes it's sort of a jump start. And actually what I say often is it's sort of shaming yourself. So when you have a different person, when you have a stranger coming to your house, you know you're going to fix up that clutter before they get there, right? That's making sure your house is clean before the cleaning lady comes. The same thing is true with clutter. It starts a conversation. It gets the ball rolling. So that is the service we do offer. But, you know, you certainly just take a look at your clutter and let's see if we can clean it up together. So we left off on number 8 on our list, and that was no recreational shopping. That's not to say no shopping, especially from a guy that owns 2 stores that sells accessories. That's to say no recreational shopping. And some people do use shopping as a source of recreation. It's a free day out. You go and you have like a $10 cup of coffee at Starbucks, and you walk around the mall or you walk around wonderful stores. Picking up stuff and admiring it is wonderful. Picking up stuff just to sort of have a fulfillment by buying things, it can be a problem sometimes. And people sort of get caught in that. Maybe they're unhappy in their lives and they buy things and there's that temporary sense of joy. And then you start stacking up things. I had a friend that did that. Every time he was unhappy, he went on shopping and he always came home with something. One time we were having dinner at his house downstairs and all of a sudden I heard a rumble. And then we went upstairs. He had so many things that he had purchased on his shelves upstairs, they collapsed.
Oh, no.
It actually, his shelves in his closet actually collapsed. That is a pitfall of recreational shopping. Buy exactly what you need. You know, I heard recently that a lot of these stores, these, I don't want to mention names specifically, but a lot of the big box stores have lost revenue in the past 24 months because people are becoming of the mindset they don't want 11 jars of mayonnaise in their cupboard. They buy what they need and that there's less storage. And they're not, the membership for these big box stores is really going down because people are just buying efficient. They're moving to smaller spaces so they no longer have the storage for it, and they're buying exactly what they need. Because they find when they buy in excess, yes, they may save money on the front end, but they forget they have things, and then they buy them again, or they go bad. So I think people are living more efficiently. Number 9 on our list of the tips for a clutter-free home is, it says here, put things back before you go to bed. So who does that? Do you do that?
I do that. My mom does not.
See, your mom seems to me, because I know your mom just a little well, she seems very organized, I think.
She's organized when she chooses to be organized. I mean, when I say put things back, it's mainly she just leaves a lot of things open.
Okay.
But I guess she does put things back before she...
What about you, Connor?
I will be in bed and throw all my clothes that are on the bed on the floor, so I would not say that I'm that kind of person.
See, I have to admit, and I knew by your personality, Jesse, that you did that. Here's a big thing for me, which is a big problem, and it becomes like a thing. So Sunday will come, and Sunday is the only day that my stores aren't open. I do work on Sunday by appointment, but I don't go to my stores. So I catch up on everything I need to do for my house on Sunday. So Sunday I'll make sure that my clothes are all washed. I'll iron if I'm going to wear khakis for the weekend. They need to be ironed. I'll do all that stuff. So Sunday when I go to bed, all my clothes are put in the closet, hung up, in order, and so on, and I'm good. Then Monday comes, and I have a late night, or a client says, let's go out to dinner, and I get home at 10:45. I somehow wind up taking that pair of khakis that I ironed the day before, and instead of hanging them up, I wind up like throwing them like you do. I wind up throwing them on my dressing table. And then if I remember, I'll take my wallet out and I'll put my wallet in the drawer. And then they stay there. And then I can't wear them the next day because now they're wrinkled. So I get another pair. And then that night, I have a late night too. And then there's a second pair of pants there. And it becomes sort of a ritual. I really think you need to train your brain to do stuff when you're in the moment. And when you're tired, I think it's hard enough. I don't know. Do either of you guys wear contacts?
I am wearing them right now.
Yeah. How about you?
Nope.
I wear contacts. It's hard enough for me to say, okay, I'm exhausted, but I'm going to take my contacts out at night. But the thing of hanging up the pants, that's been really hard for me.
I think the mindset is always just, I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, I will take care of it.
And you never do it because in the morning, you're in a rush.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do it at night. So I think critical, at least for me, critical is putting things away before you go to bed. Because you know what happens? When you wake up in that room in the morning, and are you guys in dorms when you're back at school?
Yep.
I remember how small my dorm room was. If you wake up in the morning and you see that there's stuff all over your dorm room, you're like, ugh, it's not a good feeling. It makes you feel cluttered and confused and like you're stressed and so on. So I definitely agree with that one. I have had a problem with that one. Number 10 is watch hoarding. So I would say in recent years, because I have to buy stuff for people all the time, I have stuff in my cars all the time. I have stuff in my garage all the time. I have stuff in my basement all the time. How about you guys? How about I'll start with you, Connor?
I'm actually not much of a hoarder. I don't typically buy a lot of things, but what I do have, I'm just very cluttered with. Like, I have no track of where anything is in my house, but I have very few of what I have.
Okay. But it makes. But how does that make you feel when you don't have any track of it? Isn't it kind of upsetting?
I'm always confused about everything that's going on. When I have people, like, in my room, like at school or something, I'll actually apologize to them when they walk in. Like, I'm sorry for the mess. I'm sorry that my room is the way it is.
We had a film in Connor's room once, and we had to spend an hour cleaning his room first.
This is topical for you guys. this is really topical. It's weird how that sort of backs
into Connor. My room was pretty clean.
I would imagine it would be.
I keep things clean. But clutter-wise, when, you know, I told you we're moving soon. So
sure.
That was when we discovered how much
stuff
like toys. It's hard for me to let go of my old toys
sure.
and boxes, but, you know, it takes a lot of convincing for me to realize that I don't need them anymore.
Sure. You know, we talked about this last week. Jesse ran the board for me with the show, and last week's show was all about, I'm forgetting my words now. last week's show was about, having a healthy home.
Yeah.
And we were talking about not having, putting plastic containers in the microwave. I threw out all those plastic containers when I went home. I'm really mindful of that. I'm like, oh my God, these have those BPAs or PBAs. I'm like, we're going to get rid of those things. So I was very mindful of it. So when I did the research for the show for today about a clutter-free home, I was like, I can't sleep. I went out at 10 o'clock and I cleaned out my car because I thought, how am I going to come to studio with like all this stuff around me, my head sticking through, if I wasn't clutter-free? And you know what? I felt so good this morning when I got my car. My car needs to be vacuumed out, but there's nothing in my car. What a good feeling.
I think that's the first step to cleaning clutter. I think it starts with your car.
Your
it's
car.
Easy, it's small space.
Sure.
And I think once, you know, you can start building off of that. But I think the car is probably the easiest and probably the first place you want to start.
Sure. And who spends, I mean, we spend, if you're in New Jersey, you spend more time in your car. I mean, you're in your car all the time. Mm-hmm. And when you're in your car and it's like you have like stuff all over around you, you feel kind of lost. And then you want to park far away because you don't want people to see you have clutter in your car. And it becomes this whole self-fulfilling prophecy of clutter in your mind. So let's see. So that was number 10 on our list. Number 11 has to do if you have children, and that is declutter toys before the next birthday. And that's kind of a good thing. I have a lot of young families, and a lot of young families are doing something that I really like. And that is, you know, especially the first child in the family, the toys and stuff that come in, the people spend a tremendous amount of money on toys and things. So several of my clients have said to me what they do is before a birthday or a holiday, they say to their child, let's pick out the things that you're not using anymore, and then some other boy or girl that doesn't have things, you can give them something. And that does a couple of things. One, it eliminates some of the clutter in that person's house, but it also gets that young mind in the thought of giving, of volunteering, of making sure that other people's needs are taken care of too. And I think that's very healthy, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And it lets you kind of gradually do it rather than when the time comes to throw out everything, you have
exactly.
like a room full of toys.
Sure, and then they get broken, and then you don't appreciate what you have. And often you see kids on Christmas morning or a birthday, and when they're young and their minds can't process, all those things are just overwhelming for them. Do you ever see a young child that gets a terrific gift and they're playing with the wrapping paper instead of the gift? I mean, I see that all the time. You get overstimulated. So I think that's a very good tip. If you have young children, get in the mindset of saying, okay, you're going to get some new things. It's a holiday. It's a birthday, what have you. What can we donate? What could we have another boy or girl have and have let them have some fun with the two? I think it's a healthy way to go. Do we have time, or are we going to go to news break?
Let's go to news break.
Okay. So we're going to go to news break. I'm going to get a big glass of water, and we'll be back shortly with more of tips for a clutter-free home here on WHCR-DB.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's been a headache for everybody. It's been a nightmare for many. And we are looking at a healthcare that would be a fantastic tribute to our country.
An optimistic President Trump talking to reporters today about the possibility of a GOP health care plan. The president reiterated that Obamacare is failing.
We're talking about a great, great form of health care. Obamacare is dying. It's essentially dead. If you don't give it the subsidy, it would die within 24 hours.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations giving the White House credit for stopping what she believes was a potential chemical attack in Syria. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke during a House hearing on the UN today. Haley said President Trump's warning to the Syria regime yesterday saved the lives of innocent men, women, and children. She said after the president's warning, quote, "We did not see an incident," unquote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online, and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Two major immigration bills are coming up for a vote in Congress. Here's details.
One of the bills to be voted on in the House is called Kate's Law. It boosts penalties for illegal immigrants who try to re-enter the United States after being deported. It's named after Kate Steinle, a woman who was shot and killed in San Francisco by an illegal immigrant who had been deported and returned. The second bill, called the No Sanctuaries for Criminals Act, would toughen penalties for sanctuary cities. It would also prevent cities from getting Homeland Security or Justice Department grants if they don't comply with federal immigration orders.
A short life for a Ten Commandments monument at the Arkansas Capitol in Little Rock. Authorities say a man plowed his car into the granite monument this morning, destroying it less than 24 hours after it was installed. Arkansas Online reports the man was taken into custody. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office said they had some concerns because the monument created issues. Pictures from the scene show the monument split in two. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right. And it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
The president firing away on Twitter this morning.
President Donald Trump says he's totally engaged in health care. The president took to Twitter this morning and said, quote, "Fake news media reports that suggest otherwise are wrong." He wrote, "I know the subject well and want victory for U.S. Trump also took time to again criticize what he calls the failing New York Times for writing false stories without calling to check the facts. He says the paper is a fake news joke.
A Hall of Famer being shown the door in a major shakeup in the NBA.
MSG Chair Jim Dolan and Phil Jackson releasing statements that they've mutually agreed to part ways. It all happening as Jackson reportedly battled with team stars Carmelo Anthony and Kristaps Porzingis, debating one, if not both, of their futures with the team. Dolan calling Jackson one of the most celebrated and successful individuals in the history of the NBA. Jackson, whose own NBA career launched with the Knicks, says the team will always hold a special place in his heart, but was deeply disappointed he wasn't able to bring another NBA championship to the Garden. The team's general manager Steve Mills will run the day-to-day during upcoming free agency.
It's lucky someone actually caught this. A Chinese airline says they had to delay a flight for more than 5 hours on Tuesday because an elderly passenger threw coins into the engine for good luck. Another passenger happened to notice the 80-year-old woman's actions and told someone. China Southern Airlines had to conduct a full examination of the engine before it was allowed to take off from Shanghai. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years. We bring you wonderful ideas, I think, on the show, and also guests from Hunterdon County in New Jersey on things that you can do to make your life and your home the best it can be. Our topic today happens to be very topical, especially with the guests in studio, and that is tips for a clutter-free home. So I took an amalgamation of a number of lists and found maybe my top 30 points or so that I really wanted to read on air, things that I thought made a difference both in my life and in my clients' life when I go to help them. So number 13 on the list, carrying on, is this is something that I'm not sure I exactly agree with, but someone taught me to do this. So it says, instead of getting attached to your things, especially if they come from loved ones that have passed on, take photographs of treasured items and then donate them. How do you guys feel about that? Jesse's like, no, I can't do that.
It's not that I can't do it, but it's like, you know, let's say like someone gives me an antique chair that
sure.
I want to keep.
The picture's not quite cutting it, is it?
The picture's not going to cut it. And if
sure.
anything, it's like, I think there's some that you can go
sure.
with, but there's certainly some that it might be better to keep.
Exactly. I'm working on a house right now. I have a couple that had a big, like a colonial house in Morris County, and their children all, you know, went off to college and did their own thing. And then they had this big house for two people, and they decided it was more than they could handle and take care of. So they sold it, and they bought an in-town house. They bought a 1953 mid-century modern house that was small, but very... Those houses, the design of those houses were very functional. Everything had its place. So then when they got to the new house, they said to me, oh, my God, we had so much stuff. We eliminated a lot of stuff, but it doesn't work in our new environment because it's not set up for stuff. You just have basic, you know, there's not even walls to put. It's an open floor plan. There's not even walls to put furniture. So they had to get rid of most of their things. So what they decided to do, because a lot of the things they took with them were of sentimental value, is they made a special photo album. They photographed all the things, their mother's whatever, this, their father's this, and so on. And they made a book of it. And then they donated all the things. And I had heard about that from them before I saw this online about taking photographs of your treasured memories. They knew there was no place. This house doesn't have a basement. The attic space is all open as part of the eaves of the house. Mm-hmm. They knew they had to let the stuff go, but they had the memory and a photograph. So I don't know if that particular tip helps for everyone.
Yeah.
But for some people, it can be very freeing if you don't have a place for your stuff. Number 13 is a big one for me, and that's go through your mail every day.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, but I get more mail than I ever have in my entire life, and 90% of it, because I pay my bills online, right? People pay their bills online. 90% of my mail is junk mail, and it takes me a really long time when I get home, and I get home late, to go through that mail. I hate it. So the best thing to do is not let that mail pile up, because one day turns into five, and then on Saturday you're like, oh my God, look at all this mail. And then I don't know if you guys do this, but when I go through my mail, because it has my personal information on it, even if it's unsolicited, I shred it because I don't want my information out there. And that's important for all of you. That identity theft is at an all-time high. So when you get information, even if it's unsolicited, did you ever get an application, either one of you, for a credit card?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
You don't want to just throw that in the garbage. You want to shred that.
Yep.
So it's very important to do that. And I think that's probably one of the points it's going to ask is about a shredder later on. All right. So the go through the mail every day is very important. Let's talk about email. How do you feel when a day passes and you don't check your email? Well, you guys are in your 20s, so that probably would never happen. Even if you had like chicken pox, you would check your email. I'm going to start with Connor first.
So my email, I have two emails.
Okay.
One is my junk email.
Right.
And I will never check that.
Okay.
I kind of just like forget that it exists. And
but don't you have like set when you do things. Look at it, aren't there like 700,000 things there?
Yes, there are. And sometimes I'll like look at it and I'll say, this is too much. I'm never going to read these. And I just
delete
mark
all.
No, I mark all and I set them as read.
Okay.
So if I need them later, I still have them, but it says that I've read them. And then my personal email, which is the one I actually use, I have to check all the time, and I hate when there's like stuff in my inbox that I haven't read.
Can I ask? You don't have to tell us your email online, so the whole world knows.
Yeah.
But who do you use for your email?
Gmail.
Yeah, that's I think seems to be the best one. I'm gonna tell you a story that's gonna make it sound 100, but I'll let Jesse go. Jesse, tell us about you with your email. How often do you check it? Do you check it constantly from your phone? How do you manage your email so you don't get home and there's 700 emails?
Well, I have three emails.
Okay.
So I have one that I use for sites that just or random things that they didn't need you an email to sign up for, and I don't
sure.
care what they're gonna send me.
Sure.
I use that junk email. I will never check that email. It's purely just for me to sign up for sites.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I have my main Gmail email, which is a personal email, but I can use it professionally. It has it's a Gmail, so I can use Google Drive.
Right.
And then I have the school email.
Right.
And that's the email I use for all anything professional or
communication.
Communication, that's the most email I check the most often.
Sure.
So anything I need to kind of, you know, get word of right away, like a pizza delivery,
right,
Amazon or something like that, I sure will use
that email. Mm-hmm. I think it's smart to have more than one email, because I was going to say, on Saturday I had to run out and I wanted to get a new shirt. I stopped at Abercrombie & Fitch and she goes, do you want to save 20% on that shirt that's already on sale? Like,
yep.
She gives your email, and I didn't think about it, and I gave my regular email, and then I was like, oh, crap. Now, every day I'm going to get Abercrombie & Fitch email, which is, you know, like another thing that you have to do. So I think just as much as our physical mail, our email is very important to keep clutter-free, because it makes me anxious. If I feel like in between all those junk emails there's like something from a client and I didn't address it, it's kind of scary, isn't it? What if you get something from school, you know, if you don't have it as a separate email?
What's cool is that a lot of it's – I know Outlook does this and Gmail will do this too. You will actually separate clutter from important emails automatically for you.
Okay.
And you can actually set certain emails like, oh, these are important
like
people. And they will
like an alert or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
But they will not alert you or put it in your inbox, the cluttered like, you know, advertisements and stuff like that. So email companies are actually helping out with that a little bit.
No, and smart, because it just gets so many. All right, so I'm going to say something that's kind of embarrassing, which I shouldn't say to you guys, but I've never got written of my AOL. And I still use it. And people probably look at it and they like these guys are cracking up. AOL, you know, what are you, 90? But the thought, and I opened a Gmail account, right?
Yeah.
And I have more than one account. I just can't let go of the AOL. I don't know why. It's like a comfort zone for me. And it's dumb because it makes you look like you're antiquated by having it. And I'm sure at one point the AOL will even go away. It's so much smarter to have a Gmail. Everybody get a Gmail account. I have it. I can't let go of it. Like, I feel like when I shut it down, like, I'm going to miss something. But AOL has such spam and more junk mail than any other. It's just terrible.
Yeah, you want to be careful because security reasons, too. You wouldn't want someone accessing that. My mom has a Yahoo mail still.
Okay.
Yikes. It's
no, so you both Gmail, right?
Both Gmail.
Yeah, definitely.
Gmail's the way to go.
And I have the account. I keep saying, oh, I'm going to close it out today. I'm going to close it out today. And I don't. But now you shamed me, so I forced myself into doing it. Okay, so our next one on the list is, which I think is repeated, everything has a place, which is sort of like what we said before. Number 15 on our list for a clutter-free home is use a mail basket. So that is, if you get home and you're too tired to go through your mail, it's not like all over the place. You have a specific place. And I actually do have that. I have mine's also a ball, and I just put the mail in the ball. So I know if I just can't look at it because I'm exhausted, it's in one specific place. Mail and newspapers really mess up a house. You can do that all the time. Number 16 is really easy. It says buy less. And I do that now. I'll go to the store and I see that like toothpaste is on sale. I don't buy five tubes of toothpaste. I buy the tube of toothpaste I need. And you know what? When I finish it, I'll buy another tube of toothpaste. I wind up, if I have two of something, or I have this a lot with shampoo. Do you guys have multiple shampoos?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay. So I forget that there's two things. One is you shouldn't just have one shampoo though, because your hair does bad things if you use the same shampoo every day.
Oh, really?
So you should have more than one shampoo, but I always forget. So I buy another bottle and another bottle and another bottle and another bottle and another bottle. And what inevitably happens when I get into the shower, one of the bottles will fall from a distance on my toe. Always, because there's like 10 of them. Connor is shaking his head, and I'm like, "Damn it!" And then I'm picking it up, and then they slip, and it's like horrible. So I must have three things of conditioner and five shampoos, all different levels, all open, and a couple of them are the same brand, so it doesn't make a difference anyway, because of buying things and multiplication. So buying less is very, very much a problem I have. What about you, Jesse?
I mean, oh. I think this for college, especially our freshman year, we bought so much stuff there that I did not end up using all of it.
Did either of you guys gain the freshman 15? They say when you go to college, this is what everybody does. Oh, they're laughing. So this is what everybody does. In August, right, before you start school, you go and you buy like really bad stuff for you. Like you buy like boxes of macaroni and cheese and like canned food products and all stuff that's like totally bad for you. And then at midnight, you're like, you know what? Let's make some Kraft macaroni and cheese or whatever brand. And people gain weight, not because they're eating, but they're eating junk. So what happened with you guys with that? When you went off to college, did you hoard a lot of stuff to college?
It was the opposite for me. I lost 20 pounds when I went to college.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but I did hoard a lot of stuff. I brought all this ramen noodles that I never ate.
Uh-huh.
I brought too many bottles of shampoo. First, that took up too much space in my room.
Right.
but too many jackets even.
Yeah.
And I think that's just because freshman year, I'm not sure what to expect.
Sure.
How about you, Connor?
What about you, Connor?
Ironically, I think what I ended up hoarding the most of was things for storage. Like, yeah. I ended up buying, like, so many things. Like, I'm going to have all these things in college, and I need somewhere to put them. So
you
had,
bought
like,
storage containers?
Containers, okay. And drawers. And then I got there, and there was already things set up for me.
Yeah.
And I had all these other things. And in reality, I had, like, all of the things that I had could all fit in, like, two drawers.
Yeah.
So I had all these storage containers that were filling up my room.
So your clutter was the stuff to prevent clutter.
Exactly.
See? You have to be mindful. I hope you could return some of that stuff. I think we're going to go to our last of our commercial breaks, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design live in studio. It is a wonderful sort of nice Wednesday, not too hot. And I'm in studio and I have two professionals with me. And we're talking about something that's very topical, I think, for any age. And that is tips for a clutter-free home. So we have a long list. We're going to go through some of these and some of these we'll discuss. Number 17 on our list, it says, don't subscribe to magazines or newspapers. For me, newspapers are a problem. I don't subscribe to any magazines. I do get a lot of unsolicited magazines because I'm an interior designer and people see that they send me the magazines. I never subscribe to a magazine. If I'm looking for something specifically for a project, I'll go out and buy a magazine just for that specific task, but I don't buy them. But newspapers just show up all the time. And newspaper, I don't know why, but newspaper always winds up being an unbelievable mess. I hate it. I hate when I get those free papers and they leave them in your driveway. How about you guys? They're just horrible, aren't they?
They sit out there and just rot.
Rot, yeah. And then it's like
call you a lot. Too.
Right. And they tell people that you're not home because it's sitting there and you're not there. Hate that a lot. Number 18 is something we spoke about earlier, I should say, and that's scan documents. Try to go as paper-free as possible. Yeah. I use my scanner every day. Number 19 says, once a month, pick a date once a month and purge items, maybe the beginning of the month or the end of the month, to keep the clutter down. Number 20 is, again, it says, don't bring items home. So I guess if you're out and you have maybe like a little bit of your steak left, you say, you know what, either eat it or get rid of it. How many people have clutter? This is where I have my most clutter, probably the refrigerator. So I try not to eat everything on my plate till I bring it home, but then I forget I have it, and I bet you everybody does this. And then, like, today, there are so many. I have some friends staying with me, and they keep going out at night. My entire refrigerator is doggy bag containers. And I know they're not going to eat any of that food, right? And then it just stays there, like, a little bit too long. So clutter in the refrigerator is also a big deal.
I can't wait to eat my leftovers.
Right.
So those are gone the next day. And if someone touches them before me, they're in trouble. But the refrigerator clutter, my mom does a great job with.
Yeah.
So that's not much of an issue for me personally.
Yeah. No, I kind of forget I have the stuff and it just sits there and it just doesn't go. Food does not go good places. And I was told by a guy who was a CIA graduate and a foodie that really the shelf life of when you bring home food that's been prepared is really only 3 days. More than 3 days in the refrigerator, throw it out.
Yeah.
There is already a chance by day three that you could be sick from that food. So if you're going to eat it the next day. Don't let it go too long. Even if you heat it up, it's not necessarily always safe. So 18 was scan documents. Number 19 was purge items monthly. Number 20 on our list is don't bring items home. 21 on the list is no refrigerator magnets. I hate refrigerator magnets, and almost every house I go to, there's refrigerator magnets. Even if there isn't clutter in the kitchen, refrigerator magnets make it look like there's clutter. You're both laughing. I just think that it's awful looking. If you buy a stainless steel refrigerator, show it off.
Yeah,
okay.
That's...
Okay. So number two on the list, it says say no to anything that you don't need. So if someone says, you know what, I have this sewing machine. It was my grandmother's. Take it. You don't sew, don't take it. Some people just take stuff to take stuff because it's free.
Yep.
If you don't need it, someone's offering to you, say no, thank you. Number 23 on our list is put things away. We talk about that all the time. When you do things in your life, do them correctly. Put things away. When you come in, you say, you know what? I have a couple more hours and I'm up and I'm trying to get into this habit. Go put your clothes that you're going to wear to bed. If that's pajamas or whatever you call as a euphemism for pajamas, change. So instead of taking off your clothes at 12:30 at night when you're tired, take them off at 8 o'clock, hang them up, and then switch into your bedclothes. Be proactive and think about things before you do them, and then you will have definitely less clutter in your home. Put things away is very important. Number 24 is something that I also use every day, and that is use a shredder. Do both of you or either of you have a shredder?
Yeah, ours just broke, but we used it a lot.
Yeah, how about you, Connor?
Yes, I have one.
So I think a shredder is very important. Number one, because again, I don't know if it's the times that we're in, but there's so much identity theft and fraud now, it's beyond belief. So you want to make sure that anything that has your name on it, your address, or personal information, even if it's unsolicited, even if somebody sends you stuff you didn't ask for, shred that information. Don't randomly throw it in the garbage. But, you know, it just helps you. Because I think there's something about, like, when the shredder goes off, that kind of makes me feel good. Like, it's kind of like, oh, I got rid of something psychologically, and it helps you to keep going. So using a shredder, I think, is very important. I think my bank gave me the shredder for free, and that started me on the process of using a shredder. Number 25 is sort of a repeat of what we said that says clean out the fridge on shopping day. Now, I want to talk about the second part of this, and that's why I left it in. Cleaning it out on shopping day has a lot to do with how efficient you are in your life. So, for example, when you buy a dozen eggs, you buy the dozen eggs. Every time you take it, typically two eggs, and you do it. You always keep the container of eggs in there, right? So it's always a random guess when you go, like, it's Saturday morning. I have to work today. I open the – and there's no eggs left. So what you should do on a weekly basis if you shop is – go through everything, and then you realize that you're out of eggs, or you have the container of milk, and you just want a cup of coffee before you go. There's no levels in the container of milk, so keep track of your inventory in the fridge, and I think that's important as well. And also, you don't want to have four containers of milk because you keep forgetting and you're not checking. And then number 26 on my list is get rid of multiples of any item. We talked about that, shampoo, soap, and so on. So you said you had multiple shampoo bottles. How many do you have in your shower?
Okay, not in the shower, but in our cabinets. There's like 10 of them. And they're like the extra large.
The real big ones?
The ones with the pump.
See, I never like to buy big bottles of shampoo because I think your hair gets used to something and then it just starts not looking good. So I always purposefully buy the smallest bottle of shampoo and then I just change them off. Even if it's the same brand but a different, like, a different color or a different whatever scent, I like to change up my shampoos. How about you, Connor?
What actually ends up happening in my house is we will go and we'll feel like we're out of shampoo. And then we'll go get a new one so
right.
We don't have that day where we don't have any shampoo. And there's so much more. Like, it's, I feel like that last bit of the shampoo bottle always ends up lasting the longest.
Oh, yeah. I've gone a week like that. I was like, oh, my God, this is like a miracle, right? So I'm doing it. Then you add water to it, and then you're turning it upside down and make it work. Have you ever gotten this happened to me so much? Like, I'm better now, but when I was in college, I would always forget to get shampoo. And I remember, like, being, like, late for my 8 o'clock class, and I was like, what am I going to do? And I used, like... like palm oil, like dishwashing liquid. Oh.
Can't say and, I've done that.
No, I've used dishwashing liquid, and it was kind of big hair, but then that was a long time ago. Big hair was okay. But, yeah, so keeping track of your inventory of stuff. Don't you find that, we're so busy, like the days pass really fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you forget stuff, and then it's the morning, and then you're in a rush, and you because you didn't keep an inventory of your things, you have, you know, five bottles of shampoo now, and there's nothing in any of them, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So keeping track. A lot of this, again, goes back to psychological, of being organized, of being happy in your life, not going beyond your means, not doing more than you should do in your life, and keeping your life in order. So number 27 on our list, I think we're going to go to, actually it's 33 things we have here. 27 on our list is donate things. Did either of you donate your things?
We just donated all my old clothes that I can't wear, mm-hmm. a lot of toys.
Sure.
And we even tried donating some furniture, but they did not take those.
Sure. How about you, Connor?
Yeah, every year my family gets together and donates clothes that don't fit us anymore.
Don't you think that's great? And times are so tough, right in even our own New Jersey, that if you can pass something on to somebody else, whether it be your clothes or your toys or so on, donate things. It makes you feel good, and you pass it along and get the clutter out of your house. Jesse, you were going to say something. I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry. I was saying, like, why not? You know, it's very easy to do. They take it from you. You know, you don't necessarily have to go to the box. I mean, you could.
But sure.
As we go, they always pick it up at our house.
Well, so. I have a tip for you guys, actually. It's kind of nice. You know, you're not in your full-time jobs yet. Mm-hmm. But once you're in your full-time job, there's a line item there for deductions. And if you do it to a box, that's nice because you're doing something good. But if you go to a center, there's a lot of places. Hospitals have charity organizations, Salvation Army. If you go to a place, they will give you a receipt, and you will actually, it's not dollar for dollar, but you will get a receipt towards money back from off of your taxes mm-hmm. for actually donating the thing. So it's a win-win for everybody. So I definitely suggest, as opposed to going to an anonymous box,
yeah.
get the tax write-off. It's always good. So so that was, let's see, that's the 27 was donate things. 28 on our list is save up for items, don't charge them. How about that? So instead of randomly buying stuff, it's so easy to go buy things yeah. just because you charge them, save up for them. You'll be more picky about what you buy. I thought that was a really good one. Ask yourself when you're going to buy something, or if you have something, would I be lost if I lost this?
That's hard, because when you ask that self, you know, part of me is always saying, yeah, you should keep it. Just keep
right.
it just in case.
Right,
just for
right.
another week. But.
Well, you're a hoarder. No, I'm just kidding. So
<I know.
laughs> so what about you, Connor? So do you ever say, okay, I have this like stupid thing on my desk, and if would I be lost if I lost this?
There are some things that I'm like that about, but majority of the stuff on my desk I could very easily throw out and just
see,
move
on. Jesse and I are hoarders. I think you're a minimalist.
I do.
I think so.
Of one, if a cluttered minimalist
yeah.
somehow.
Okay. Number 30 on our list is clean as you go. And that's a really important one. When you do your life and you're doing a task, finish that task. Don't start folding your clothes. Leave half of them on the ironing board and then half of them are in, because that is the beginning of clutter that builds on itself and builds on itself. How are we doing on time there, Jess?
We've got to wrap it up soon.
Okay. So number 31 is use lists, work off of lists, which you know I do every week. I'm a big list person. 32 on our list is perform clutter busts. Just have when you have extra time, go and just start boom and knocking out clutter. Number 33 on our list is do things properly. And actually, number 34, there were 34. Number 34 is understand your limitations and just don't take on too much. And don't you think that's a fitting ending for clutter? Is
yeah.
not getting yourself so overwhelmed in your life
you
that you build up clutter.
Mm-hmm.
I think clutter begins in your mind mm-hmm. and it transitions from your mind to your things. So I think we all have clutter. It's a universal thing. Let's work very diligently this week in trying to, I'm going to make a conscious effort to donate and to try to get rid of the things that I'm not using anymore and have a clutter-free home. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Modern Design. We will return next week in studio with a new live program. We have a lot of things in store this week. And for those of you that follow me on social media, I just wrote a book that came out this week in Barnes & Noble. It's called The Lonely Boy, a little backstory of my life. So you want to see it's available online or at the Barnes & Noble bookstores in New Jersey. Well, thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. I will see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's been a headache for everybody. It's been a nightmare for many. And we are looking at a health care that would be a fantastic tribute to our country.
An optimistic President Trump talking to reporters today about the possibility of a GOP health care plan. The president reiterated that Obamacare is failing.
We're talking about a great, great form of health care. Obamacare is dying. It's essentially dead. If you don't give it the subsidy, it would die within 24 hours.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations giving the White House credit for stopping what she believes was a potential chemical attack in Syria. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke during a House hearing on the UN today. Haley said President Trump